It's Patrick Hutzel from IntensiveCareHotline.com, where we instantly improve the lives of families of critically ill patients in intensive care so that you can have peace of mind, real power, real control, and so that you can influence decision making fast, even if you're not a doctor or a nurse in intensive care. This is another episode of Your Questions Answered, and in last week's episode I answered another question from one of our readers, and the question last week was, my husband had a horrible work accident and went into cardiac arrest. Will he be permanently disabled? Asked one of our readers. You can check out last week's question by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's episode of Your Questions Answered, I want to answer another question from one of our readers, and this week Ellie, who has been featured with some of her previous questions about her mother being in ICU, is asking, my mom has been in ICU for 3 weeks now and she was on ECMO for ARDS. Will she survive? So Ellie's mom has had a difficult stay in intensive care, and Ellie continues to ask questions. Ellie has also been featured in an interview on our podcast, and you can check the interview out as well as her previous question if you're having a look at the written version of this blog below this video, and you can click on the links for her other questions and for the interview as well. So Ellie writes in, hi Patrick, I'm feeling a bit stuck again. The intensive care team keeps putting off the removal of the tracheostomy, and I feel my mother is becoming more and more delirious. Is it normal to get out of the delirium and then go back into it? I'm trying to stimulate my mother and her long-term memory is fine, but she keeps talking gibberish stuff when I ask her to repeat it. She says that she doesn't know what I said. The reason the intensive care team is not taking the tracheostomy out is that they say my mother's cough is not strong enough, but she's coughing up phlegm fine all the time. The last doctor who finished on last Saturday said she was definitely ready for the tracheostomy to be removed. Then he didn't take it out, and the new doctor, as you know they would change every 7 days, hasn't taken it out and is very elusive, and I can't get to speak with him. I'm so desperate for my mother to get into a normal routine. Eating and drinking, that would be great. Rehab wise, she's going okay. She's out of bed most days for 1 hour. I know she needs to stay out of bed longer. I hope it will get easier to do longer stretches like you mentioned over the next week. Legs and arms seem to be stronger when she's pushing against me. The physio girls wheeled her outside to see her grandson, which was great, but they only did it for 10 minutes as they were worried something could go wrong. My mother was okay, but she's not holding up her head as well as normally when she's in bed. Any ideas on how to get them to remove the tracheostomy this week will be really appreciated. I want to really push them. I have another question, if you don't mind. My mother is really sleepy all the time. One of the nurses said that it's a good thing. Do you think that's good and it's normal? I try to do extra exercises with her, like I've been shown by the physiotherapy, but again, she was more awake and alert in the first week, and now she seems to be getting more tired and backwards. They are also giving her sleeping pills now, and again, 5 times they called it Ziglizone or something like that. I will check your website now for more articles. Thanks, Ellie. Hi Ellie, I'm sorry to hear that things are not progressing as quick as you wish them to move. I have just looked through my emails, and you first emailed me on the 15th of June, and by then your mother was in ICU for 3 weeks, so I assume the first ICU admission was around the 20th or 25th of May. Therefore, your mother has now reached the 2-month mark in intensive care. That's a very long time by any account, and I can totally see why you and your mother are getting so frustrated. after your last email, I would have assumed that by now the tracheostomy would be out. Let's quickly establish the facts here. First of all, your mother has been off the ventilator for at least 1 week. She has been having the speaking valve regularly and is able to speak. She's also coughing up her phlegm. She has had one failed attempt to remove the tracheostomy around 2 weeks ago. The intensive care team is also sitting your mother out of bed around 1 hour per day. The intensive care team also claims your mother's cough isn't strong enough. You also didn't mention that your mother needs regular suction. If she does, that might actually stop them from taking out the tracheostomy. Also, you mentioned that your mother is becoming more delirious and also more sleepy. And you're also saying that they're giving her more sleeping pills. And you also mentioned that the doctors basically remain elusive and are unavailable to talk to you. As I have outlined in a previous email, please be very clear to the intensive care team about the guidelines for tracheostomy removal. First of all, your mother needs to have a chest x-ray. If the chest x-ray is showing secretions sitting on her chest, or would she still have some partial collapse of her lungs, which she may well have after ARDS, and she would therefore be at risk for pneumonia. So before the tracheostomy can be removed, her chest x-ray really needs to be looking clear. Number two, she needs to have an ABG, which stands for an arterial blood gas. It's basically a blood test that's showing how well your mother is breathing, and it's checking the oxygen and the carbon dioxide levels in the blood. Number three, your mother needs to have a speech pathology assessment. It's mainly for neurological patients after a stroke and other brain injuries to make sure patients can swallow properly after they had a tracheostomy so that they don't aspirate once the tracheostomy is out. Aspiration basically stands for getting stomach content into the lungs. And in your mother's case, it might well be advisable to do the speech and swallowing test as well before the tracheostomy is being removed. She had it for a long time. And last but not least, number four, before removal of the tracheostomy, your mother should be at least off the ventilator for a good 3 or 4 days. But that seems to be the case by what you are describing. And also, Ellie, here are a number of things that I think come into the overall situation. Imagine 1 hour per day sitting out of bed is not enough. Even though your mother has been in intensive care for more than 2 months now and is very weak, there is absolutely no, but no reason why she can't be out of bed for longer than 1 hour per day. If she gets tired quickly, she can sleep in the chair, but sitting up is just so important for your mother's lungs. And also, your mother shouldn't be delirious at all. All the heavy sedatives she had a few weeks back should have worn off by now, and she should be wide awake. Having said that, long-term intensive care patients often have a disturbed day and night rhythm, and that may well be part of the delirium. And it could well be that your mother is getting sleeping tablets because she may not be sleeping at night. The side effects can be that she will then be tired during the day and gets delirious. What I think needs to happen from what you're describing, though, is that your mother needs to get into a regular day and night routine so that she's awake during the day and therefore can sleep at night. I can't stress this enough, Ellie, that 1 hour sitting out of bed is just ridiculous. Your mother needs to get out of bed by 9 a.m. at the latest, have a few hours rest at lunchtime, and then get out of bed again in the afternoon. Ellie, before I started doing this, I was a nurse manager in intensive care for 5 years, and I can tell you that if a long-term patient had been out of bed for 1 hour per day, I would have asked my staff what else they were doing with this patient. Are the staff sitting around all day or what? Your mother won't get strong inside in if she's in bed, and her breathing and coughing muscles won't get strong when she's lying in bed all day. By your mother having daily and regular stimuli, she will be tired at night and sleep, and they need to start doing the regular routine ASAP. Unless there is any particular reason that your mother can't get out of bed because of a weak heart, which is something you have never mentioned, it's just a matter of doing it and sticking to it. The other dilemma with long-term ICU patients often is that the intensive care team gets frustrated as well, and they are therefore not giving your mother the attention she really needs. What's also extremely important is that your mother gets good nursing care. And that means nothing less than having regular washes and showers, hair washes. There is absolutely no reason your mother can't have a shower in ICU at least twice a week. Regular showers are doing wonders for ICU patients. Also, make sure your mother is getting good and regular mouth care. Also, make sure your mother is having regular and experienced nursing staff looking after her. Often, the more experienced staff look after more acute and short-term patients rather than long-term patients. Also, don't put up with your mother having junior and inexperienced staff looking after her. Don't put up with a different nurse every day. Your mother needs consistency. Also, urgently demand a meeting with the ICU consultant and get the facts. By now you know that they're changing every 7 days, so try and grab them early in the week and demand answers. Also, check out this article here and start becoming difficult and demanding. So the article you can check out is The 5 Reasons Why You Need to Be Difficult and Demanding When Your Loved One is Critically Ill in Intensive Care. You can check out the article by clicking on the link below this video. To sum things up, from what I can see, your mother needs to get more active during the day and sleep at night. There should be no delirium whatsoever. I would strongly argue that reducing sleeping pills and stuff and getting more active is the answer to getting the tracheostomy removed. Everything else, from my perspective, is BS. What are the nursing staff doing all day if she can't get mobilized? Are they the ones taking the sleeping pills? How will your mother get back on her feet again if they're not putting in the effort? Also, ask them whether they've given her some haloperidol or Serenace. It's a terrible drug and often given for delirium, and from my experience it can make things worse. What might also help is that if you will be in another meeting with the doctors, just start asking the right questions. Again, Ellie, you have come a long way and your mother will be getting there, and now you need to stay strong for the rest of the intensive care journey. I really hope that helps, Ellie. Thank you, and I wish you all the best with your mother's stay in intensive care. And as I have said, Ellie, please stay strong. So, how can you have peace of mind, control, power and influence whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care? You get to that all-important feeling of peace of mind, control, power and influence when you download your free Instant Impact Report now by entering your email below. In your free Instant Impact Report, you learn quickly how to get peace of mind, real power and real control, and how you can influence decision-making fast whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. Your free Instant Impact Report gives you in-depth insight that you must know whilst your loved one is critically ill or is even dying in intensive care. Sign up and download your free Instant Impact Report now by entering your email below. In your free Instant Impact Report, you learn how to speak the secret intensive care language so that the doctors and the nurses know straight away that you are an insider and that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. In your free report, you will also discover how to ask the doctors and the nurses the right questions. Discover the many competing interests in intensive care and how your critically ill loved one's treatment may depend on those competing interests. how to eliminate fear, frustration, stress, struggle and vulnerability even if your loved one is dying. You get 5 killer tips and strategies helping you to get on the right path to peace of mind, control, power and influence in your situation. You'll get real-world examples that you can easily adapt to your and your critically ill loved one's situation. How to stop being intimidated by the intensive care team and how you will be seen as equals. You'll get crucial behind-the-scenes insight so that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. And how you need to manage doctors and nurses in intensive care. And it's not what you think. Thank you for tuning into this week's Your Questions Answered episode, and I'll see you again in another update next week. Make sure you also check out our blog section for more tips and strategies, or send me an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com with your questions. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, and I'll see you again next week in another update.